Say, Amos, this seems like Sunday.
It is Sunday. You see, Andy, we is on the radio now every Sunday on CBS for Rinso.
That's right. Rinso, the new Rinso with Solium, brings you the Amos and Andy Show. Rinso, the soap that contains Solium, the sunlight ingredient, brings you a full half hour of entertainment with Lou Lubin, Eddie Green, Ernestine Wade, Jeff Alexander's orchestra and chorus, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. And now, Lieber Brothers Company, the makers of Rinso, invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy Amos and Andy. Tomorrow is the Kingfish and Sapphire Stevens' 20th wedding anniversary. Just to make sure the Kingfish doesn't forget the occasion, Sapphire has dropped into the lodge hall to give him a gentle reminder.
George, I'm really excited about tomorrow being our 20th wedding anniversary.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
And Mama is, too. I got a telegram from her this morning telling me how happy she was.
So old Flint Fears is happy about it, huh?
You know, Mama says that she's just been living to see this day.
Yeah, I was wondering what was her excuse was for all this.
Does just think, 20 years of marriage. You know, statistics show that only one couple in 300 stays together for 20 years.
You'd think with them odds, I'd have had a chance there.
Now, listen, George, the thing I dropped in here for is to remind you that tomorrow night our friends is giving us a party at the Lennox Arms Hotel, and I don't want to be embarrassed. I want a nice present from you that I can show everybody.
Well, now, wait a minute, honey.
George, that's final. I want a gift from you tomorrow night, or else there's going to be plenty of trouble.
She don't mean no $2 gift, neither. She was yelling up there in that $50 bracket. Oh, me, what is it going to do? I ain't got a nickel to my name. Well, come in, Shorty. What's new?
Well, what's new? Well, the latest atom bomb is 10,000 times more powerful. The science say the world is coming to an end. The Russian army is already... not much. What's new with you?
Shorty, I'm going to tell you something. I was in a jam. My anniversary is tomorrow, and I got to give them away for present, but a flat broke. Say, Shorty, could you loan me some money?
Well, I'd like to, Kingfish, but all my money's tied up at present.
Yeah, well, couldn't you cut the strings and let me have about $50 or something like that?
Sorry, Kingfish, nothing doing.
Yeah, well, maybe I could think of some other way to get the money from Andy. You don't know where he is at now, do you?
Well, he was in here a little while ago, and he was all excited about the lecture he went to last night. The fellow that gave the lecture was really intelligent, too.
Intelligent?
Yeah, but one of them Rhodes scholars and everything.
Oh, one of them fellows that went to college in England, huh?
Yeah, Andy was really impressed with him.
Rhodes scholar. Shorty, you give me an angle here. That anniversary present for Sapphire is getting closer and closer.
Yeah, you know something, Kingfish? I wish I was mad like you. I nearly was, too, this past summer. I met a gal that I had a lot in common with.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yes. She loved music, and I love music. She loved good books, and I love good books. She loved culture, and I love culture.
Well, why didn't you get married?
We hated each other.
Here come Andy down the hall now. I got to pull this Rhodes Scholarship stuff on him and get $50. I'll put my head down on the desk here and get real sad.
Well, hiya there, Kingfish.
Oh, just let me alone, brother Andy. I'll be all right in just a minute. Oh, be all.
Well, what's the trouble? I ain't seen you blubbering like this since your wife's mama paid you a visit.
Brother Andy, a terrible thing has done happened. I have been awarded a Rhodes Scholarship, and I don't know whether I'm going to be able to accept it or not.
Rhodes Scholarship, yeah, I heard about them. What is they?
Well, every year they pick some brilliant American student, Andy, to go to college in England. And this year they pick me. And it don't cost nothing, you see. The intuition is free.
Well, what you worried about then?
Well, I ain't got the money for my boat passes. The boat barks off tomorrow, and here I is with my sea legs and no boat.
Well, how much is the passage?
Well, the charge by the fathom. If I could only get $50 to get to the Rock of Gibraltar, I could hitchhike from there, you see. That's all I need.
Well, tell me this, Kingfish. What you going to study over there?
All the usual things, Ander. Political economy, astronomy, the Einstein theory, spelling, arithmetic.
That sounds like pretty good stuff, all right.
Yeah, then I'll post-granulate with some of that stuff like Latin and Greek and Sanskrit. You know, them dead languages.
Well, when you get that dead language stuff down, Pat, will you do me a favor?
Of course I will, brother. Ander, what?
Tell my Aunt Matilda I'm sorry I couldn't get to her funeral, will you?
Yeah. Well, I'll take care of everything, Andy. If I get all magnet up with them cum louders, I'll handle the situation. Don't worry about me.
Do you stay right in England with that road stuff, Kingfish?
Oh, no. I gets around. I goes to Scotland during the grouse season, Wales for the whaling season, and back to Liverpool for the liver season. You see? Circuit there.
Yeah, listen, speaking of this education, how come all of a sudden you get interested in that?
Well, and ever since I was a boy, I loved to read. Natural, I was too poor to buy books.
Well, what'd you read then?
Or anything I could lay my hands on. Bus transfers, old gas bills, blotters. Once I sat up all night reading eviction notice we got.
Well, you ain't ever read no book while I was around you, Kingfish.
Yeah, well, that's because I've been considerate. I was pretending I was ignorant like you were so you wouldn't feel bad, Andy.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Now, I'm going to explain to you about this Rhodes Scholarship. You see, you know about...
Now, wait a minute, Kingfish. Hold it. I'm going to tell you something. This whole thing sounds fishy.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, man. It is fishy. Now, look here, Andy. I come in clean with you. I need $50, and I need it bad, like I ain't never needed it before. I got to buy my wife an anniversary present before we go to that party tomorrow night. Now, Andy, look here. Please help me, and I guarantee I'll pay you Saturday.
Okay, all right, Kingfish. Here, I'll let you have it.
Oh, good, Andy. You was my pal. Now, excuse me. I'm going to run out now and go shopping and get my wife something. See you later.
Okay.
Oh, boy, Andy, save my life. Let me get out in the street and go shopping. Now, I believe I'll leave the large hall here and cut right over to...
Hey, buddy, come here a minute.
You call me, mister?
Say, buddy, how'd you like to buy this fur coat cheap?
Fur coat? Say, that's nice looking, all right. What kind is it?
It's beaver.
Beaver, huh? Nice and soft. Let me see the inside here. Pretty lining in there, too. Hey, wait a minute. There's somebody's initials in here, BB. What's that BB in there mean?
Well, it ain't a new coat, but it's in great shape.
Yeah, well, I can't afford it, mister. All I got is $50.
You has got yourself a coat.
Sure enough. Well, here you is, mister. Here's the 50.
And here's your coat. Good luck to you.
Holy Moses. I got something for my wife now that she can rave about. I ain't scared of our anniversary day arriving now. When I wake up on our anniversary, that'll be a...
great getting up morning.
Yeah, that great getting up morning of our lives. Great getting up morning.
Get it.
Great getting up morning.
Get,
very well.
Want to tell you about the coming of the Savior.
Very well.
Want to tell you about the Savior.
Very well.
There's a better day you're coming.
Very well.
A mighty bright day you're coming.
Very well.
When you arrive, a horn will blow.
Horn will play all the livelong day.
Drums will be thundering in the night.
Heart will be playing till it's night.
In that great getting up morning, in that great getting up morning, in that great getting up morning.
Very well.
In that great getting up morning, in that great getting up morning, in that great getting up morning.
Very well.
When my
my Lord beat his father.
Yes.
Father, I'm tired of bearing.
Yes.
Tired bearing for those sinners.
Hey, well.
Oh, preachers, close your Bible. Prayer leaders, pray no more.
For the lost souls and burden.
Hey, well. Break in the morning.
You know, my wife tells me that women used to dislike fall and winter for one big reason. You couldn't get a wash really nice unless you dried it outdoors on a sunny day. But now cloudy days or rainy days don't mean a thing. Just use new Rinso with Solium. Rinso with Solium, the sunlight ingredient, gives you a beautiful wash whether it's dried indoors or out. Your white clothes turn out actually whiter than new. And all your washable colors even brighter than new. Yes, every house dress or shirt, every napkin, every tablecloth will have a new brilliance you wouldn't believe possible. Those soapy rich Rinso suds are safe for clothes and easy on hands. Now, you just try Rinso once, and I think you'll say thank goodness for new Rinso. Remember, new Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. Ask the man at your store for Rinso.
Well, Henry Van Porter, come in, Henry, old pal, come in.
Hello there, Kingfish. How are you? You certainly seem rather kipper this morning.
Yeah, well, it is, Henry. My anniversary tomorrow. Got a great present of sapphire, too. Oh, I happy man.
Yes, it's your 20th, ain't it, Kingfish? You know, me and my wife Clara celebrated our 18th last month.
Oh, you're 18th, huh?
Yes, and for old time's sake, we got out some of our old momentums. Mm-hmm. Among them was a piece of old wedding cake that Clara had been saving out of sediment for 18 years.
Mm, saved a hunk of cake all them years, huh?
Oh, yes, and of course, it was a little crummy and stale-looking, but on the whole, I'd say the cake held up better than Clara.
Well, sapphire ain't exactly what you call oven fresh no more neither, you know.
By the way, Kingfish, what did you get Sapphire for her anniversary?
Well, I done bought her a beautiful fur coat. Got a great buy on it, too. She crazy about it. Oh, she loves the thing. She can't wait to have all the gals see it at the party to admire the thing, you know.
Yes, well, that's nice. And say, speaking of fur coats, Kingfish, you know, my insurance company has been working all week on a fur coat case. It seems that one of the gals in the women's club, you know her, Bertha Benson, she had her fur coat stolen.
Bertha Benson, that would make her initials B.B., wouldn't it?
Well, naturally.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the company is trying to arrest the criminal before they pay the claim. You know, Bertha is specially upset because she planned to wear the coat to your anniversary party tomorrow night.
She coming to my anniversary party, too, huh?
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. Indeed. Well, I got to run along home for supper, Kingfish. You know, I always tell my wife I like to eat promptly at 6 o'clock, and it's 5 now. That gives me just an hour to cook it. So long.
So long. Oh, me, what a mess. That Brother Benson gonna see Sapphire wearing her coat at the party. I liable to go to jail. Wait a minute. Andy, give me the money to buy the thing. On that basin, I could make him responsible and lay the thing right in his lap. Come in, Brother Andy. Sorry to say I got some bad news for you, Andy.
What you mean, Kingfish?
Andy, I done bought a stolen fur coat and you was in trouble.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I... Hold it a minute. You bought a stolen coat and I was in trouble. I think you was mixed up a little with your language there.
Well, what's wrong with my language?
Well, you got an adjective in there someplace when you ought to have an adenoid.
No, Andy. You see, I bought the coat, but you give me the money to pay for it. Therefore, under the law, you is what is known as accessory before the coat. And not only that, but you was violated the Taft Hartley Law, the Patch Pocket Act, and the I.J. Fox Amendment. That's what.
Now, wait a minute, Kingfish. How come you lending me money or me lending it to you makes me guilty? Now, I want to know that.
Well, I was in the clear, Andy. You see, according to the law, you was trapped in what is called a legal technical calamity. You right in the middle of that. That's what you mean.
Well, how did that happen?
Well, look at the case of Jack the Ripper, the fellow that went around cutting people's throats. You never heard of him getting executed, did you?
No, I didn't even know they caught him.
Of course they caught him. Yeah, but when they examined the knife that he used, it said on the knife, Boy Scouts of America, Troop 7.
Well, what did they do?
What did they do? They hung the whole troop, scoutmaster and all.
Wait a minute here. Do the courts allow that? That don't seem fair.
Andy, the purpose of our courts is to give justice. Fairness ain't got nothing to do with it. You ask me.
Well, this thing still don't seem right to me, Kingfish.
Now, listen, Andy. They has got you from 7 other angles, too. Or they got you coming and going. You see, by giving me the money to buy the coat, you've also done contributed to juvenile delinquency.
Oh, wait a minute, Kingfish. I thought juveniles was always underage.
Well, that's where they got you, Andy. There wasn't a beaver in that coat that was over 7 years old. Well, Andy, I'm telling you, if you don't play your cards right, they're liable to take you to Alcatraz.
Yeah, I was really in a mess, ain't I, Kingfish?
Yeah, well, Andy, now that you has admitted your guilt before witnesses, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, now, the first thing is for you to get the coat back. Now, I'm going to help you. Now, right now, the coat is in Sapphire's closet up in the apartment, and she's out shopping. We'll sneak up there, and you take the thing out.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea, all right.
Now, I tell you what, Andy, I'll go ahead and see if the coast is clear. I'll meet you in front of the apartment in 10 minutes. Remember, keep your mouth shut.
Okay, Kingfish.
Well, hello there, fella.
Well, hi, Amos, hi.
Excuse me, Amos, I'll just leave.
So long, Kingfish.
What's the matter, Andy? You sort of look down in the mouth all over your face there. What's the matter with you?
I can't tell you nothing, Amos. I got to keep my mouth shut. If I don't, a beaver is going to get in trouble with the Taft-Hartley law.
What is that again, Andy Spender?
Well, the worst of it is that the Boy Scouts of America is after me. And on top of that, their scoutmaster, Jack the Ripper, say I as a juvenile delinquent.
Look, Andy, I just come in here to say hello. I guess I better drop in sometime when you get your senses back. Suppose I do that, huh?
Yeah, do that. Come back then. You see, I was in trouble, Amos.
Well, now, look, Andy, tell me just once more, and maybe I'll understand the thing. I'll try hard. Go ahead.
But okay, Amos. The nutshell of the whole thing is that if I play any more cards, I'm going to have to take some Alka-Seltzer. That's all. Kingfish, the best thing I ever done was to come up to your apartment here and take this coat away.
Well, all right. Now, come on, Andy. Take the coat and let's get out of the apartment before Sapphire gets back.
Okay. Out of the way, lady. We're stealing the fur coat here.
Andy Brown, what you doing with my new coat?
Sapphire.
And you, George. What's going on here?
Well, I tell you, honey, you see, we was,
George, and I demand an explanation.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute. You see, sweetheart, I was thinking it over. Now, wait a minute. I'll explain the thing to you.
You better.
Yeah, I done recited that this coat ain't good enough for your 20th anniversary present. And this was my little way of sneaking it out and getting you something better, much better.
Oh, well, George, that's wonderful. You think more of me than I thought you did.
Yeah, see there?
Oh, I'm awfully sorry I got excited.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ain't back with another present for me to wear to that party tomorrow night, I ain't never gonna speak to you again.
How would you like to dazzle the neighbors with a brand new 1949 Mercury four-door sedan? Well, you can if you win one of Lever's great Mercury a Day contests. Every day for 30 days, the makers of new Rinso are presenting someone with a shining, sparkling 1949 Mercury automobile, and it can be you. In all, there are 30 cars and 3,000 cash prizes, $100,000 in cars and cash. There's a contest every day, Monday through Friday, until November 19th. Here's all you do. Finish this statement in 25 words or less. I like Rinso because. That's all. Send your entry with one Rinso box stop to Lever's Mercury a Day contest, Box 3, New York, New York. Put the name of your storekeeper on each entry you send in. Only residents of continental United States, Alaska, and Hawaii are eligible. Follow the complete rules on the entry blank you can get at your store. Hurry, enter Lever's great Mercury a Day contest today.
Merrilaw, get on in here to Lawyer Stonewall's office.
Oh, come in, Kingfish.
Listen, Stonewall, I was in big trouble. I've been trying to figure out what to do, and I finally say to myself, the only thing to do is to see a reputable lawyer.
What made you change your mind?
Well, I'm talking about you, Stonewall.
Oh, yeah. That's flattering.
Yeah. Stonewall, here's my problem. Look here, I got a stolen beaver fur coat on my hand. Now, if they catch me with it, I'll liable be arrested as a thief, and I can't just throw it away because I got to raise some money on it to get my wife another anniversary present.
Yeah, I see. Wait a minute. Huh, I think I got something. The most valuable part of a fur coat is the fur, the skin that the coat is made up of.
That's right, the skin.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you cut the coat back into skins and sell them? Ain't nobody going to recognize a bundle of skin.
That's it, Stonewall. You got it. I'll get Andy to help me sell the skins to some store in town. Stonewall, you really a great lawyer.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I just got back to town this morning. I was called back to defend a client that was charged with burglary, ransacking an apartment. I put up a brilliant defense for him and got him off. You know, that fellow was so happy, he threw his arms around me and hugged me.
He really hugged you, huh?
Yeah, I really defended him on that charge of ransacking an apartment. But you know, after this case was over, I found out a little detail that made me sorry I got him off.
What was that?
It was my apartment that he ransacked.
That is too bad. Was all of your valuables in the apartment?
Oh, except my gold watch.
Well, at least you saved that, Stonewall.
No, I didn't. He got that this morning when he hugged me.
Oh. Now, look, Andy, this is the office of Mr. Wilkins, the store manager. Now, he's waiting to see me now. Now, we got to try and sell him these beaver skins here.
Yeah.
Now, you wait out here with the skins till I called you. And remember everything I told you about the up north stuff and all that stuff.
Yeah, okay, Gigi.
How you do, sir?
You wanted to see me?
Yeah, sir. Allow me to introduce myself. I is George Stevens of the Stevens Fur Company. Know the furrierites everywhere as Happy Trapper Stevens, the smiling Canadian. That's what I am.
Yes, I see. You're a native of Canada.
Oh, yes, yeah, sir. I was a real French Canadian, all right. My father was a Quebecite. And my mother come from that place up there on the coast above Nova Scotia.
Oh, Labrador?
Yeah, sir, that's it. My mother was Labrador Retriever. Yeah, sir, that's it. Anyway, mother, I just got into town with a shipment of rare beaver skins, and I thought we might do some business.
Well, we might be interested if the skins are in good condition and if they're new.
Oh, yeah, sir, well, you can't get no stale hides from us. You see, we brings the animal direct from the trap to you. Sometimes we get them here so fast, you have to club them to death yourself.
Well, Mr. Stevens, your company sounds a little unusual, but if you have any beaver skins to show me, I'd like to look at them.
Yeah, well, just a minute here, I'll call in my head trapper. He's a French-Canadian, too. Oh, Pierre. Pierre Brown. Mush in here, will you? Pierre, I'd like to have you meet Mr. Wilkins.
Hollywood, oui, and a happy Klondike to you.
Is he a French Canuck?
Oh, yeah, sir, yeah, sir. In our company, he is rated as the head Canuck. Ain't you, Pierre?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was one of the biggest Canuckleheads up there.
Well, say, Mr. Stevens, isn't this a little unusual, you bringing your head trapper all the way to New York with you?
Yeah, well, he had to make the trip anyway. You see, he had to buy some more traps, didn't you, Pierre?
Yeah, I run out of cheese, too.
Don't mind Pierre, Mr. Logan. He's been up in the woods too long. He's a little loggy, you know.
Yes. He seems to be a little on the dumb side, if you ask me.
Yeah, sir. Well, that's what makes him the great trapper that he is. He got the same intelligence as a beaver, you see.
Listen, Mr. Stevens, could we get rid of these skins in a hurry? My dog sled is double parked downstairs.
All right, Pierre. Unwrap the skins there, and we can show them to the gentleman here.
Oui, oui.
Go ahead. Let's see.
That is a whole covey of genuine beaver skins.
Oh, my. These beaver skins are identical. Why, I've never seen skins before that were so perfectly matched. How did this happen?
Yeah, how did that happen, Kingfish?
Well, don't you remember, Trapper Brown? All these beavers was close relatives. We was just lucky enough to sneak up on him doing a family reunion, that's right.
Just a minute. Look at this skin here. Why, it's got silk cloth on the stomach.
Yeah, well, you see, to save time, that's how they're breeding them now with the lining already on them.
Yeah, they've even gone further than that. Here's one with a button on it. Yeah.
This is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of. Get out of here, both of you. I never heard of such a pack of lies in all my life.
Now, just a minute, mister. Is you incinerating that we ain't been telling the truth?
Yes, I am.
Just wanted to know. Come on, Pierre. Let's get out of here.
Wait.
Oh, me.
Listen, Kingfish, I done had enough of this. I'm going down to the police and confess.
Now, wait a minute, Andy. Look here. Don't go to the police. I'm going to tell you the truth. You ain't messed up in this. I told you was, so I could get you to help me.
Well, that's a fine thing, you big bum. Give me that $50. I'll let you have it. I'm going to punch you in the nose.
Well, now, wait a minute, Andy. Look here. I'm going to pawn all my clothes and get $100, and I'm going to give you the $50. And then I'm going to take the other $50 and get my wife an anniversary present before we go to the party tomorrow.
Well, what's going to happen to these skins? They is hot, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tie a rock around them, throw them in the East River, because if I get caught with these skins from Bertha Benson's coat, they is liable to send me to jail as a thief.
Well, Mrs. Benson, that was a delightful rumba.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Vanport. I enjoyed it, too. There's a lovely party. Oh, there's Mr. George Stevens. I haven't had a chance to congratulate him yet on his anniversary. I must do so now.
Yes, yes. Say, Kingfish, you know Mrs. Bertha Benson.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Stevens, my heartiest felicitations on your anniversary. May you have many more.
Thank you. I guess if we put up with it this long, we'll keep right on, yeah. By the way, didn't I hear, Mrs. Benson, that you lost a fur coat?
Yes, and it was never recovered, and it was such a beautiful mink coat.
I thought you had a beaver coat.
Oh, no, it was mink. You're thinking of my other coat. I gave that beaver coat to my sister. And you know that crazy husband of hers sold it to somebody in front of the lounge hall for $50.
Oh, no.
You know, Amos, the way that ended up makes me think there ain't nothing you can count on.
Well, I don't know about that, Andy. Our announcer, John Lake, got a right idea here. You can count on Rinso with Solium.
Amos, it's a sure thing that the white clothes you wash in new Rinso will turn out whiter than brand new, and washable colors even brighter than new. Even on rainy days, even if you dry clothes indoors, you can be certain of a beautiful wash. Indoors or out, new Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. More women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of these days real soon, a neighbor of yours will be around asking you to help out the community chest. You know what a fine job they has always done. So this year, be as generous as you can.
Yes, they really need your help this time. So let's all of us dig down as deep as we can.
You know, folks, everything you give is divided up among your local charities and social agencies. So when the community chest worker calls, give all you can. Give till it helps. Thanks, folks. Good night, and don't forget Rinso.
See you next Sunday.
Be sure to be with us next Sunday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company, the makers of new Rinso with Solium, will again present the Amos and Andy Show. Until then, good night to all of you from all of us.
Amazing? Yes, but doctors have proved it. Lifebuoy Health Soap in your daily bath gets you cleaner than any other leading soap can. Yes, it's true. Doctors know now. You are actually cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap. Get mild, refreshing Lifebuoy right away.
Be sure and listen to the Amos and Andy Show at this same time next Sunday. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.